अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षेप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेधु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणं दिवे। भजामि राधाम् अरविन्दनेत्रं स्मरामि राधां मनुस्मिताश्यां वदामि राधां करुणाभराद्रं ततो मम नास्ति गतिर्न कापि। एनीवन इज टेलिंग दैट रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी रूप गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग that I want to serve only Krishna, Radhika. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Her eyes are like lotus, very sweet, fragrant, very beautiful and sweet. You should try to hear, no? Everything.
No, he will turn it up. He will turn it up. He's working. Hmm.
And I want to serve Srimati Radhika. She is so beautiful. She is causeless, merciful. More than himself, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhajami Radham Arvinda Netran, Smarami Radham Anushmitasha. Always I am meditating Srimati Radhika. Always chanting the name of Radhe, 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 Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. I have no other shelter. I don't need any other shelter. Only I want the shelter of Srimati Radhika. If he is not giving that shelter, I am not of anywhere. I don't like any other shelter. So I may die. I prefer to die than to take anyone's other shelter. So this is the aim and object of all Gaudiya Vaishnava. In the line of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and especially in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. I am going to explain Rupa Shiksha, the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have told so many things about this. Now remaining, I am going to explain. I have told that there are two kinds of upashakha Upshakha means
sub-branch.
Sub-branches, no? Sub-branch. One in the root of that very creeper, and some are another things which are growing with that creeper. They are very strong. Bhakti creeper is very, very smooth,
soft,
mild. So any, all this can cover when she is in a child stage. But when he will grow and he will go, she will go beyond Vaikunth, beyond Dwarka, beyond Mathura, then it will be so strong that anyone cannot do harm to her. So up till this creeper is not so strong, comes in the stage of Nishtha and Ruchi, will have to take care as a gardener. Not mad elephants should come nearby. What are the mad elephants? Hati Mata. Mata mane? Mad. Mad elephant should not come, because they will uproot from root, and bhakti will have no fear, it will dry. What are these? Vaishnava aparad. Offenses to any devotee, especially who is not taking the shelter of name, anywhere, he may be third class Kanishta Vaishnava, but he should not be criticized. Nowadays, we see that there is a fashion to criticize Vaishnavas. Very big process.
Problem.
It is going on everywhere like the germs of plague. No one is fearing for this. But I advise you all to fear from this. If you are seeing that anyone is chanting, remembering, though he is not first class of Vaishnava, yet you should not criticize. He may criticize you, but you should not. Be very humble. Otherwise your bhakti kripa will be uprooted by this Vaishnava mad elephant aparadha. If you want to have Krishna bhakti, you should be like that. Do you know aparadh? Any aparadhi? You can remember one of the monkeys, devotee of Ram, his name was Dvivid. No? Dvivida. He has fought with Raman in favor of Ram. But at that time, he criticized Lakshman. Oh, Meghnad shooted an arrow and he became faint. He has no strength and anything. He has no ability at all. And he was criticizing anywhere, everywhere. But he served Ram. After that, Ram disappeared. And he went to his lok. Then Devi was there in the earth. He came to Dwarka. He was fond of Krishna. But Lakshman became Balaram. Still he was criticizing him. So much criticizing. Oh, you are a drunkard. You are a lusty person. You are singing and dancing with ladies here. Once Baldev was in any very beautiful mountain, Revartak Parvat, with so many Revati, you know, with a Revati and so many. He was glorifying Krishna. He was glorifying Krishna. He came from anywhere and he jumped up on a tree's branch, and from then, there he began to criticize Baldev. So much criticize. You are a drunkard, you are a very, what to tell? He was amazing. And he was being naked, he was also taking the vows of Revati and others, and he was making joke of them. Baldev became angry. He was thinking that, oh, he has served Ram, still he is not against Krishna, but I am Guru, I am Jagat Guru, Akhanda Guru, and he is disobeying me and doing so much opposite things to me. I should give a lesson to him. So he took his plough and gave in the neck and dragged and keep his mushal and gave very soundly. And his
became,
and he did at once. He also was dead from Krishna service, from bhakti also. He will have to go a new hell, a special hell should be constructed for him. Because no place, no such heavy punishment for him in these hells. So this is aparad. But you know that Kansa, Shishupal were against Krishna. But they were not offenders. Not offenders. Always criticizing Krishna day and night. That is why Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Narad that why this Shishupal, Kansa, Jarasandha always criticizing Krishna, they have not still gone to hell. And their tongue is not leprosized. What mean?
Yes, yes.
Understand?
Yes, yes. Very good.
Try to understand by...
Yes, very good.
I don't know, my English is poor.
Hindi mein bol
dete. To ye koi nahi
samajh.
Acha.
Are tumhari jeev ko kushth rog kyon nahi ho gaya? Gal gayi nahi kyon tumhari jeev? Why your...
Asking to speak in Hindi for 5 minutes. It's a different wine altogether.
Boliye,
boliye.
My Hindi
is very good,
but now what? So, why your this tongue is not rotten yet? They are doing so many offenses. Then he said, don't be worried. If anyone always remembering me as the enemy, by bhaya,
fear.
By dveshat, kamat, dveshat, bhayat, snehat, bhaktya, yajam yubho, कामात देशात भयात स्नेहात या भक्तिरेश्वरे मन आवेश तदहं हित्वा बहु मद भक्तिं गताम. एनीवन टचिंग कृष्ण वेदर बाय द्वेष, दिस मीन्स बाय एनिमी इनिमिकल मोड, बाय भय
फियर.
Fear like Shishupal. Bhayat Kamsa. Kamsa, always hearing when Krishna will come and kill me. So he used to send so many, but not criticizing, to set himself, he used to send so many questions. Always has mind touching Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. When Krishna will come and kill me? When Krishna will? Where is Krishna? Here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. In dream Krishna, everywhere. At the time eating, taking water. Thus he became pure and he got salvation. Shishupal, in the same way, he got salvation. And after that, he came Jai Vijay. They were not Aparadhi. Especially Shishupal and Dantabhakra were Jai and Vijay. They were never opposite to Krishna. They have played a role of
enemy.
To please Krishna. We don't know all these things. So don't think that they are ordinary persons. So anyone, kamath, even kam means
lust.
If I think that Krishna is so beautiful Krishna, always day and night thinking Krishna is so beautiful, I want to marry her, him, or I want to test him, enjoy him, know her. But he will be like, or she will be like Kubija. For a moment she will test Krishna. But not like gopis. It is not pure bhakti. So, here, you know, I told that Ninda. Ninda, to criticize are of two kinds. No? You can know two kinds of criticizing. One with inimical terms, having enemy more internally, and do evil of Krishna and criticizing. This is offense. And one thing, Gopidhar also criticizing Krishna. You are a greatest cheater.
Liar.
You are liar.
Debauchee.
Lumpat.
Not faithful.
Yes, lumpat he can. We have nothing to do with you. No compromise at all. You are a very great drinker. Oh, you have come from the shop of wine. We know. Yasodama also telling that you are a great thief and lawyer. They are criticizing Krishna, but very sweetly. They are pleasing Krishna. This is not offense. So if you are, as a friend, criticizing outwardly, I know you. You are a very great cheater. Oh, you are a great cheater. Don't come to me. Being grave, this is not there. So Krishna, friends, Sridham, Dham, Sudham, Vasudham, they used to criticize Krishna so much. But it is not offense. Krishna is pleased by this. Gopis used to tell Krishna, come on, and if you are getting your head on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and beg pardon, then you can come here, otherwise you should go away from here. But this is not offense. So we should try to know the mood, inner mood. So if there is aparad, knowingly, by inner mood that I will destroy him, or I will do evil to him, and doing, then it is offense. Krishna cannot
tolerate,
he will punish you. At once, that offense will uproot your bhakti. So don't do any. We, like Prahlad Maharaj, very tolerant. A devotee should be very tolerant, whether he is with family life or renounced life. No harm. You see Prahlad Maharaj? You can see, we will explain the character of Bharat Maharaj, that he came as a Brahmin boy, showing himself very ignorant, knowing nothing, naked like. And thieves came and catch hold, and they wanted to slaughter him on the front of Devi. They took him forcibly there. He easily went there without any
hesitation
and worrying. They told that you should take something. He took his full stomach. They get new dresses. He took it. And that they told that you should get your neck here. He did like so. And he was seeing that they want to give
it.
It is good. No worry at all. Why? He knowing that Krishna is everywhere. If he has protected Ambarish Maharaj, why not to me? If he has decided that I should be dead, anyone cannot protect me. So Krishna is here, upside,
everywhere,
and he is so powerful, he is so merciful, he must protect me if he likes. And if he does not want to protect me, no harm, in another birth I will serve him. So nothing to worry. So a devotee is, when they have initiation, they should be bold like this. Nothing to fear in this world. No one can harm you. So have a good belief, very strong belief to Krishna. So try to be like Bharat. And at once Devi took sword and cut down all
dacoits
and gave it to
fire
sacrifice she did. And he folded his hand, her hands, to Bharat Maharaj. Oh Prabhu, save me. Why you are cheating all others? You are so high class of devotee that Krishna is always protecting you and nourishing you, supporting you. But you are, you want nothing, no fame at all, anything. So a devotee like, be like him. If you want to serve Krishna, so the bhakti, you will have to be like Haridas Thakur. Otherwise you cannot. All problems coming and solving and coming and weeping, no chanting, no remembering, nothing. So be like this. So he has told, Jati Vaishnava Parad Ute Hathi Mata, always be careful for Vaishnava offenses, name offense, 10 kinds of name. Try to know it, what the 10s are. I have told about Upashakha, the
sub-branches.
They should be cut down. Some should be uprooted and some should be cut. What cut? Those who are in bhakti line. What? The bhakti of Narayan, serving of Ramchandra, serving of Dwarkadish, serving of Rukmini Raman, Shatabhama Raman. Everything, cutting. Cutting means here having no desire to serve them, but respecting all them. Don't disrespect anyone, even an ant, if you like to have bhakti. So, tabe mul shakha bari jaye Vrindavan. Then the main root of bhakti will go Vrindavan, crossing all these things. There, prem phal paki pade mali aswadar. At that time, sadhak is in this world, practicing bhakti yoga. Bhakti being advanced, matured. First sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti. When bhav bhakti comes, sadhan bhakti in Brahmand being, but his mode is beyond Brahmand. He never wants anything in Brahmanda. But sadhak body is here. In Vrindavan or anywhere, he is practicing bhakti yoga. When his bhakti comes in the stage of bhav, then his bhakti is so much developed that day and night he is absorbed in chanting, remembering with mood. And that bhakti is very rare, so durlabha. Even defeating mukti and all other things, very so durlabha. And after this, the sadhak is here, but his mind, his mood, his impressions are not there. They are where? In Vrindavan. No? And there, spreading over the lotus feet of Krishna, there are five modes there. So one of them, Shanta Dasa Sakya Vatsalya. But if you are in the line of Rupa Goswami, your kripa will go, where go? Vital spread over the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Krishna is also there, conjugal. But especially turned towards Srimati Radhika. No? But still, the sadhak is here. He has not got prem, but always doing at that time Ashtakali Lila Smaran. Ashtakali Lila Smaran, you know?
8 pastimes in whole day.
The whole day. Sitting at a time. He had not time to take anything, to move anywhere, like Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami and all our Goswamis. And their bhakti creeper spreading over the lotus, some fruits coming. Here he is doing Shravan and Kirtan, Smaran and all other things. There, and sometime it was ripened, this fruit, very sweet, so smell was coming. And it came to this earth where the sadhak is there, and he was tasting so much. When he tasted this, he desired to go there, in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, if a creeper is spreading over a big tree, we can climb through that creeper up to the top of that tree. Otherwise we cannot. So now that Sadhak left his body, left his man, buddhi, chitta, hankara and all these things. Mind, wisdom, ahankar, ego, I am this body, I am this, I am Indra, I am Brahma, everything. Climbing, he crossed all these lokas, Brahmanda, all the eight coverings of this Brahmanda, Viraja, Brahmalok, Siddhalok, Shivalok, Vaikuntha, even Dwarka, Mathura, and Aristo. And it went on the branch where the Krishna lotus feet, where Madhura Rashi is there. If he is in line of Rupa Goswami, otherwise if in the line of any Raganuga Bhakti of Subal, Sridham as their mood is, and anyone wants to serve him, then he will have Sakharas, not that. If anyone has a mood of Vasalya Ras, Vasalya means that Krishna is my son, I am his mother and father, then he will go to Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya, you know? Vallabhacharya. And he will practice like that, and he may go there like a friend. But anyone following Rupa Raghunath, Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahumora As Prarthana Kare Sada, Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti, Yugala Sai, Yugala Priti, Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahumora As Prarthana Kare Sada. So he will have this thing. So, you also know the history of Gajendra. The anger and the curse of Vaishnavas never do anything harm. Their curse is also like a benediction. You know that the son of Kuber, Nalgriva and Manigriva, being naked, totally absorbed in toxic enjoyment. Being naked, and they were enjoying. Narada was coming. He was going to his father, Kuber, because he was the disciple of Shankar, Kuber, and he is very good devotee. So Narada has some friendship with him, and he saw that his sons are so wicked, they are shameless and doing like buffaloes and other things, goats. This would be punished. Out of pity he is done, not for any dvesh, hinsa. Dvesh, hinsa means? Envy or anything. He thought that janma aswajya sutbhi edhmana param kuman naivaradhatum vaitvam akinchana gocharam. Any akinchan can have the service and darshan of Krishna. Those who have not been akinchan, they cannot have darshan. Pure devotion. We should try to be akinchan. What is the meaning of akinchan? This is my one pence I have, I can spend this for my joy, enjoy. So I have nothing, not a single pence, farthing or anything. Like Sukadev Goswami, no cloth, nothing, he is akinchan. Narada ji kinchan. But Dudhrisi Maharaj ji akinchan or not? Govind Bhakta.
He is more than a
kinchan. How?
Haridas. Everything
he is. His everything is for Krishna. He has nothing at all. Nothing, nothing. They may have something, akinchan, but he has nothing. Sukadev Goswami was akinchan first in his first career. But he was not akinchan like Yudhishthira Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj. You may have something, but it is of Krishna. It is not for my use. Then he will be akinchan. Our kinchan, something is Krishna. His service is something for us. I don't want anything to have. So try to be like that. Practice like that. And you can practice only by the special grace, a special mercy of Bhakta or Bhagwan. You cannot do yourself. So, you know, the name, then Narada Rishi is telling Janma Aishwarya Shruta Ebhiman Madah Puman, that wealth, knowledge, learning so much, knowing Veda and all the other things. To have a birth in a very good, very high class of family, lord family. And
too much opulence.
Opulence, I will tell. So much be beautiful. Very beautiful, like Gandharva. Four things. Again, opulence, wealth, having so much wealth, so much knowledge, beauty,
good birth.
And
good birth.
High family. There are obstacles for any devotees to proceed towards bhakti. Very, very hard. They are engaged in these four things they have. They are really so learned. They are also coming in very high family of Kuber. He is a renowned person. He has so much wealth. He has no place to keep wealth. How to
expand
it? Very big problem. How to expand? And what thing? Very beautiful, very beautiful demigoddess. So they are always immersed in this. I should be merciful to him. So he gave a course. If anyone has not any pain of any, माने कोई कांटा चुभने का जिसको दर्द नहीं है,
pinching,
he cannot realize what becomes by this. But they should know. Now they are mad. And thinking world to be like that. So I should punish him. I should take their knowledge, their all wealth, their high family and beauty. They should be very ugly tree. They can't move. They have no knowledge, no coming in good, very high class of family. And no beauty at all, ugly. If they are cutting, anyone cuts them, they realize it, but they cannot protest. They cannot tell them, oh, don't cut me. Or they can fight for this. So you will have to be like that for a long time. They fell flat on the lotus feet of Narada Muni. Then he told, oh, now you have come in power. Go directly to Braja, and there will be two conjugal trees, Arjuna tree. And Krishna mercifully will come, and he will play very sweet pastime. At that time, Valli, from far away, you will touch Krishna, not directly, through any rope or anything, and you will be liberated, and you will be the very intimate associates of Krishna. And they became like so. So the anger and the benediction, cause and benediction of the realized souls are same. They don't take aparad. They had done aparad, actually, offensive. But they are out of offense or anything. So they became like this. But we'll have to careful, very careful, if you want to go in the line of Rupa Goswami, very careful. Don't do anything knowingly. Try to do not anything unknowingly, but don't do knowingly anything. Ekirtan should be done, and after that. Ashin Kirtan also. If anyone is singing in a special tune, and Kirtang or Mridang Vala or Kartal makes some difference, then devotees may die at once. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like this. So Sarv Tamarajar always guarding for this. No one should make anything. Otherwise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may die at once. He cannot hear Rasa Bhash. Never. And also in Kirtan, not interruption or
Don't break
here, there. Other Nityananda Prabhu or Advaita Acharya came and he will big mota wala danda on his head. Understand? What I told?
If you are not able to sing Kirtans properly in proper tune, then Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya Prabhu becomes angry and they will be.
They will take a mota wala danda, you know?
Take a very thick stick.
Bamboo?
Yes.
Bore a moti.
Yes.
But alone you can do anything. No harm. You are free to do. In a very mota wala voice.
Strong.
No harm. But when all devotees are dancing and singing in a tune, very careful. One thing here is written. Lata Avalambi. Sadhak is here when he is in Sadhan Dasha. And when he is in Bhav. What is called sadhan? We are not actually sadhak. What we are? We are doing only bhakti abhash. Not actually, we are in the line of suddha cultivating bhakti. When or all cultivation of bhakti will for having mood, bhav, then that is called sadhan bhakti. Especially in Raganuga bhajan. So Bilvaman Mangal has been taken as a sadhak bhakta. And after that he had bhav moved. So he's telling how a sadhak should be. He should be in Vrindavan. If not by body, he should be in by mind in Vrindavan. Here sitting in London, he can see that I am in Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing so sweetly. There is a kadamba tree. Not only tree, there are series of kandamba, means forest. Very beautiful, arranged. And all kadamba trees have so much flowers. Scent is coming, so sweet scent is coming. Bees are humming everywhere. Radha Krishna sitting in a very beautiful grove. Oh, a day will come, like Narottam Thakur is praying. He has greed that at time I may have a
fan.
Chamar means? You know? Like a fan. And I will do like this, Sat Krishna. And I will take out these sweets of Radha and Krishna when a day will come. Anyone can have greed, whether he is this stupid nonsense, anything. By hearing Harikatha, he may have this greed. One day I told that anyone, a mad person, ugly person, very poor person, he wanted to marry with
Daya.
Lady D. D.
He may have wish, whether it is fulfilled or not. But anyone cannot control his this. So, being in any stage, by hearing all this from very qualified Rashik Vaishnav, if anyone wants to suffer Radha Krishna Kaujanyajugali, but do this. You can do it. If you are going to have anything, agreed that I want to be the president of, or I want to be the prime minister of
England.
Anyone wants. If anyone wants that he wants to like to be like Indra, anyone cannot control. Good or bad, he can wish like this. I'm telling from Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna began to play on his flute very sweetly. Vija mantra clean. And through the sound of flute, it came in the ear of gopis. Some were serving their husbands, they left at once. They quickly ran towards Krishna. Those who were cooking, they left cooking. Everything was jal raha tha.
Burning.
Their cakes were burning, but yet they gave up. On fire. Those who were decorating himself, they were taking kajal in this eyes, stopped. Not next this year. They ran. Those who were taking garments, ornaments, they took in their hands the ornament of
West,
but they wear in neck. Some they took necklace to wear in here, they took it here. And those who were changing clothes while were on the ground, they ran, and their bells were dragging on the earth, they did. All went like this. Krishna told them that why you have come here? They wondered, Gopi, that why he is standing like so? He has called us and now he is telling. So, say, become silent. What is his motive? He is the biggest cheater, so we should wait and see. Krishna continued to tell that go at once and serve your husbands, your children perhaps are weeping, you should go and give milk to them. Cows are perhaps hungry, you should give them and go, return at once. They were looking on the face of Krishna only, narrating the face of Krishna. Again Krishna told that no fruit of my telling. So he told, oh, you know, the actual dharma of chaste ladies is to serve his husband. Whether he be blind,
lame,
wealthless, very poor, even rotten body,
leprosy
or anything, they should serve their husbands. Otherwise, in this world and that world, you will have to pay so much, you will have to suffer so much. So at once go. Gopis asked Krishna that we have never heard teaching like this. Surely you are our guru. A guru can tell like this. So we treat you, we think you like a very bona fide guru. But in Shastra it has been written that if Guru is there and Krishna is there or anything, anyone is there, God is there, you should first worship your Guru and then to anyone. So we are thinking that you are Guru, so we want to worship you first. And if you are not taking, agree, then you will have to pay something. Because you are doing against dharma. Secondly, your words are like this: ye jathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyam mam matva anvartante manushyapat sarvashah. Those who surrender to Krishna in what mood, Krishna accepts. I must accept. When we are coming, giving up everything, sarva-dharma anupratyajyam, like this, why you are not accepting us? So, you are default, we are not in default. So you should obey Shastra, Vedana and Upanishadana and everything. We are doing right. Krishna was defeated there. Sadak is here, being in Vrindavan or in London, sitting like this, chanting Hare Krishna, thinking this. No? After that, continue. Rash became, after Rash, Krishna at once disappeared. Gopi was searching Krishna. No? All were weeping, all were weeping, lamenting, rolling down on the earth. They began to chant, Jayati te dhikam,
Janmana braja swarayate indira swaswadatrehi daita drishatam dekshustavaka tvaitrita sava swang vichinvate tava kathamritam tatta jivanam kabibhireditam kalmashapaham shavana mangalam Srimadatatem bhuvigrinantite bhurijajana.
They began to weep and sing so pathetically that Krishna could not check himself, and he at once appeared. How he came? Taking the same banmala here, some cloths, his pitambar, taking in, like a guilty person, culprit, some smiling, but some semi with shame, very manmat at that time Krishna was there. Sadhak is here, but thinking all these things, like you are, now you are hearing this. You are here in London, this city, where lakhs and lakhs persons are there, but you are not among them. You are hearing here, and your mind and soul is where? In Vrindavan, hearing this. No? So, Krishna is thinking himself guilty, some is smiling, with shame, he appeared, like apologizing anything that he has done wrong. Gopis asked. They are good. Bhajante ekam. Bhajato anubhajante eka. Ekad eva viparjayam. No bhayansha bhajate eka. Etad no purishadhu. We have some questions. You are very learned person. You are like a guru because you have given us so many good teachings. So you are a guru. So tell us, answer my questions, that anyone wants to love anyone, but he also reciprocals wants that he should also love me. So there are so many persons. Are you like that? Again, anyone does not love anyone. His father, mother, are anyone. But father and mother and guru have so much affection and love for his child. Second kind of. Are you among these? And thirdly, those who never live any love or affection, have affection for not anyone. Whether anyone is loving or not loving, he has no affection at all. No attachment, no nothing. No love. In three persons, can you explain among what section you are? The devotee is here, hearing all these conversations, very sweet conversations. Krishna was smiling and telling gopis, answering. Those who loves anyone, but wants that he should also love me.
Love, exchange of love.
If you love me, then I will love. They are business persons. Actually, no pure love is there. I am not among these. Those who don't love, but they have love. Like instance, you can see in world that two saints were going anywhere. and they saw that there is a flood in river, and in river there was a scorpion going on, and he was about to die. One saint came and went in the water and took it to save her. But he
stung.
And again it fell in the water. And he was going flowing here. Again he went and again he tried to save. Again he
stung.
And again it was gone in the water. Four times it became like so. His friend told him that why you are doing so thing? He is biting you or drinking you and you are saving him? Why? You should not do. He told that if this creature is not changing his mood, how can I change my mood? Whether he is loving or me or not, I should save him. So this is sadhu. So father, mother, whether child is loving or not, father, mother and guru to his disciple, he supports them, nourishes them. I am not among them, Krishna is telling. Then who are you? They were clapping and they were very happy that he will come in third. What is third? Whether loving or not loving. They don't love anyone. Who are they? Krishna told there are four kinds of person. What? Atmaram, Atmakam, Akritagya Guru Drohi. Atmakam, those who have no requirements. All their ambition has been fulfilled. Like Sukhdev Goswami, Sanaksanandan Goswami. They have no desire at all, everything. They are always doing Raman in Atma. So they are Atmaram, Atmaram also. Always thinking, observing in Atma. So Aptakam and Atmaram. Thirdly, Guru Drohi, Akritagya. Those who don't remember the good activities of father or mother or Gurujan. Always offensing him. That is Guru Akritagya and Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi of two kinds. Uselessly,
causeless and
with cause. If father and mother are very old and in old age they are doing whole night. Why is this old boy, person is not dead? You should die at once. My boys are not
sleeping.
Or anything, another cause, they can cause anything. And some, without cause, they offense and they do bad activities to their father, mother and guru. So they are called Guru Drohi. Now it is seven classes. Business person, like father, mother and Gurudev. Thirdly, Aptakam,
Atmaram,
Akritagya and Guru Drohi. Against the will of Guru and father and mother doing, they are Guru Drohi. But I am not any of seven. I am not among them. Gopis began to laugh that, oh, why he is not among them? He should be. Krishna told that, I am not Aptakam. My all desires have not been fulfilled. Because I weep for bread and butter from Yashoda Maiya. If I have Aptakam, how? I have called you by my float. Webcam. So how I am Atmakam? And after that, I have come to pacify you, So I am Akritavya. I am not Atmaram. Because sometimes I tell lie, sometimes joke, sometimes I take food from my friends. Sometimes I weep. Atmaram does not weep. Sometimes I weep. Sometimes my mother chastises me. So I am not Atmaram, not Atmakam, not Guru Drohi. Gopis are thinking that he will be in Akritagya. But Krishna told that I am not Akritagya because I have appeared and I want to serve you. So if I was Akritagya, then why I have come to you now? So I am not Akritagya. Then what are you, Guru Drohi? No, I am not Guru Drohi. I want to serve you. Napareham niravadda sanjuja. And lakhs verse I cannot repay you. This should be mercifully. Happy to me, to... What? Prasanna, please, you should be pleased to me. I want to serve you. Then Gopi told, oh, now he has defeated us. Up till now you have defeated him. But now he is telling that I am defeated. And I cannot repay you by these words you have sold me.
Bought me.
Now we are defeated. So being here, chanting Hare Krishna. And in mind what doing? Where? In Vrindavan. In Rasasthali. On the banyan tree. Vanshiva. On the bank of Ganges. Thinking all this. This is bhajan. So Mali, the gardener, himself devotee, being in this earth, in Vrindavan or anywhere, thinking like so, by ascending through the creeper, gradually, Giti come his body, this Panchabhoti, five elements, body, and after that, man, buddhi, ahankar, chitta, everything, crossing Brahmanda and crossing Vaikuntha, even Dwarka and Mathura by the creeper help, by the taking the help of creeper, he ascends there. And there are so many fruits, very lovely, ripened and red, reddish fruits are there. He takes one by one and tastes. In so way. This is the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives to Srila Rupa Goswami. If you will deeply think and follow this, then we can have these things. So we should adopt these things. Swamiji has written all these things in his books, but there should be eyes and mind to realize all these things. So there must be some object of the life. That is, will be the object. How we can serve like gopis? And then how to adopt the process? So these are process. So next day, after that, I will speak something. You should be satisfied by this meeting. I want to give you so much, but I am controlled by my this body, so I cannot tell 2 hours, 3 hours at a time. So you should excuse me. I wanted to give so much things. I thought that I will give so much things.
You give a lot of things.
But I cannot give. So I am sorry. So now we are kirtan, we are written and done.